the chair just, so where do we end up the IPCC?
Okay, here's what we have. The IPCC will occur prior to 12 noon so that the general manager can be a part of that discussion. Agenda item 9 has been moved up to number 5, but number 5 is a time certain, as soon as another director arrives.
It doesn't mean that the number is going to be the time
certain.
Okay, Chair recognizes David Adelson.
Yeah, just a note, I was recording and I got all that, and I can give the files to Terry. I'm still recording.
Thank you.
Where's the mic on this? Excellent. Okay. Not only my sight, but this work.
I want you to
show me. Okay, let's go to the approval of agenda approval and pending approval. We're going to ask the secretary is presently setting up the sound and so on. So let's come back to that. Agenda item 2. First of all, again, I want to welcome listener sponsors to Mercado La Paloma. It's really great to be back here. It's really great to be back here, and we very much appreciate your participation. I'm glad to see you all here. It's Mary Rosendale. Mary is right in front of me. I'm looking right at you. Mary Rosendale is election supervisor for the election that's coming up very soon. I believe the deadline is approaching on Friday, September 25. I'd like to give Mary a few moments. If you have any comments you'd like to make to the board and to the listener sponsors. Okay. This can maybe be turned around.
Nothing's working, so it doesn't matter.
What they mean is if we were recording.
Good morning, everybody. To those who were at the open house on Friday, who was still collecting signatures, I'm here for two reasons today. One is if anyone wants a nomination packet, would like to run for the board, please speak now or forever hold your peace. We'll be going to the home stretch. I have to get everything back on Saturday, next Saturday. Rather not get 30 nomination packets back on Saturday afternoon. Second thing is, if anyone has any paperwork to give me today, I'm going to be staying through the general manager's report. I do have an appointment in Santa Monica at 11:30, so please give your paperwork to me now. I'll be at the station tomorrow from about 3:35. If anybody wants to drop by and get anything, otherwise I'm going to be relying on email and U.S. mail. I'll wait around outside a little while if anybody has any questions. One comment I'd like to make is I've gotten some statements and questionnaires that are comments attached that this is
Mansoor.
The first draft or the updated. I want to make everybody aware
Mansoor.
That whatever statement they give me by the September 25th is probably going to go up to Pacifica because the statements are going to go up there very quickly to be put on the ballots. So please don't count on revising any statements. No, that's not the case. I'm looking at September 25th. I'll be able to turn the channel Saturday unless there's an active statement. I'll be saying that I'll be on between 6 and 10, and I may be there earlier, and I may be there later. I'm actually guaranteed between 6 and 10. Otherwise, you can have an email back to me. I sent an email to all of my candidates yesterday.
But they have to be handed directly to you or by email or snail mail. Thank you. Thank you.
Mary, here. The first election, the final.
Ed, we can't hear you here.
Yeah, You'll have to speak up, people. And is this, this doesn't
matter. Nothing's working. Just speak up.
Damn it. Tell me how to talk.
It's not on.
Just speak up.
Okay, just speak
All right, I'll speak loudly. It's simple. The first election, believe it or not, the final signatures, huge numbers of them were gotten Friday night. And people came to the station. It was like a party. And it worked. And I noticed it says 5 o'clock is the deadline. I just ask you to think about it. If you stay, I know it's tough.
The way they're working the
last election. Yes. Thank you. Was it brief? Oh, yeah. How many candidates are there so far?
And I think Israel.
Yeah, what about pictures? Are there pictures this time? And if so, what are the arrangements?
I hope everybody signs a picture. It's going to be helpful. I'll see if friends are going to have a camera.
Can you send me a sign?
Yeah. This is something that we all have digital
cameras. What about the photos from last time for those of us who ran before? What about the using the photos from last time for those who ran before? Is that acceptable? Okay. But you're not yourself making any arrangements. You're simply giving the rules and the advice, right? You're not doing the photos in any way.
Yeah.
Last time it was arranged differently. Okay.
Okay.
And one more thing. Will you say there will not be a chance, or you're not sure of a chance of revising statements?
If I had a photo that was more than 15 years
old, it's up in the air, what you're saying, and I'm quite clear on that. Or it's for sure you can't revise them after the 25th.
No, if the statements have fallen
to the
signature,
what can they do if they revise them? If you can give you a photo?
If you have a statement up on the site,
you mean prior to the 25th? You mean prior to the 25th? After the 25th.
Oh, good question. Good question, right.
Okay, that will have to end the question and answer.
One more question, Don.
Thank
you. I wanted to ask about the fee waivers and the response to that.
All right, very quickly.
What was the response to the mail out of 700 plus pieces requesting people to apply for fee waivers?
I think we got a total of 30 forms back, and most of them said additional money would qualify
for another one. Bravo. Motion well made.
Now, what was your.
No, just 1 minute left.
Okay, so that will end the question and answer, but Eric will be available to people to answer questions. Let's go to the reading of the mission statement, which is mandated by this board. Maria Armudian.
Pacifica Foundation mission statement. A, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes. No part of the earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. B, to establish and operate for education in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sufficient as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations. Operations to the connection to the commission. C. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energy of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. D. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, any and all of such things, and do any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems, and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. E, in radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information.
So we'll pass their amendments.
No, we're into the next item.
And to employ such various sources in public presentation as accurate, objective, comprehensive on all matters by the executive
committee.
Point of order.
I'm sorry, yes, point of order.
Bill tells me that our 9 minutes are up.
Okay, we have... We have two motions on meeting process in this agenda item, so the chair would entertain a motion to extend.
So move.
How much time?
Move by 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Is there a second?
Point of information.
It's been moved and seconded. One moment. Okay, I'll come to you in just a moment. It's been moved and seconded that this agenda item be extended 5 minutes. Now, let's go to a point of information.
For prior to the vote, what is the nature of the motion in terms of time to be realistic?
Okay, there in front of you, I believe, incidentally, the chair is going to recommend that we go to 1-4 and 1-against on these motions, a pro and a con, and go to a direct vote, if that's possible. Pearl is on grounds. It's a very thin little motion of this nature.
Point of order? Is that not...
I want to address this point of order first.
Oh, yeah, right. Excuse me.
The second one is from Sherman Gluck, and do you have copies of that?
Yes, yeah, it's in this thing that's very good.
Okay, so those motions are before the board on the table.
You defeated that.
No,
yeah, that's
we're only discussing extension.
Okay.
Of this
agenda.
Any other discussion?
No, we defeated it coming. We didn't.
I'm sorry, but I'm confused. I thought that at the meeting in Echo Park that we defeated that motion.
We defeated it happening that day.
I don't think this one was considered.
It was.
That's right.
It was just
what
for the day.
We defeated was consideration of that motion. We decided not to put on the agenda.
I remember voting on it.
Can we ask the secretary for clarification on this, please?
The only discussion now is the extension of this agenda item discussion. Harrison.
We are undertaking to certain motions on process. Why those motions and not the one that I proposed months ago and is old business? Why are these not relegated to new business? And why is my motion not included in this list of two motions that are being considered at this time?
Do you have your motion with you?
I do.
You know,
I've had it every meeting for many months.
Okay, then let's dispose of the motion before the body, which is to extend this agenda item for 5 minutes, then look to see how we're going to use those 5 minutes if we can get them. Any other discussion on extending? David?
Yeah, 5 minutes. We won't get to those items. I think
it's public comment.
Okay, I'm sorry, David. Could you speak up? What was your
point? 5 minutes will not be adequate to dispose of each of them, and particularly not if Harrison's added, so I amended to say 10 minutes.
Can I second the extension?
Here we go. Here's.
To make it 10 minutes.
Okay. Does it make that motion accept?
It's in the big pack.
Okay, the motion is for an extension of 10 minutes on this agenda item. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, the chair would entertain a call for question. Okay, so we can go right to a vote. Those in favor of extending this agenda item 10 minutes, raise your red cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6.
Where?
6.
Doesn't
matter.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
5.
Okay.
And you can get a red card. I'm going to pass a vote for extending for 10 minutes. So the motion passes.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Change in agenda requires 2/3.
Well, it's on the agenda.
But it
change.
I believe the change in the amount of time allotted also falls in the category of votes that provide the third.
It does too.
No. That's crazy.
I don't think so. To extend time.
It always has, Don, I believe.
No, I'm very aware that the body can extend time on an agenda item by a third of vote. But could someone
to extend time, that means two thirds of the to walk the agenda.
Just extending time on an agenda item. Okay, before we go ahead to the 10 minutes, let's not burn them up.
I'd like to object to the chair's motion.
Go ahead.
I'd like to object to the chair's motion. I think if we set a precedent here that we can extend time by majority vote, we will be here for another 6 hours.
Okay, you know, we need someone. Excuse my situation here. My impression is to alter an agenda, you need two-thirds. But to extend time on an agenda item, I was under the impression it was a majority. First, Terry. Terry here.
I would like to second. I would like to...
One moment. I do want to be sure, according to Roberts, that extending the time of an agenda item is only a majority vote.
Please look at 215, page 215.
Oh, would you read it to us?
Sometimes the chair member may sense that the assembly would prefer to continue consideration presently pending question or take up another matter first. To continue consideration of the presently pending question, or
it's not
blah blah blah. In such cases, the assembly by a two-thirds vote can set aside the orders of the day.
So it's
two-thirds.
No, that's not.
Extending debate on an agenda item. Does that?
My understanding of this is that it says two-thirds. I think that we can look in the gray section in the back and find it there as well.
Page 16 of the summary in the back, item 40, extend time for consideration of pending question, two-thirds of the majority report.
Okay, two-thirds. You're saying two-thirds. All right, then the motion does fail for lack of a two-thirds vote. So we're now looking at agenda item 3, the general manager's report.
We need to work together once.
Thank you for being here, Eva. And my apologies to you. I actually put a couple things to the agenda. I said, you can't talk about it. You can't either do so or not. Eva, Georgia, now let's get a microphone.
No. There is. Yeah, you'll be able to get $100. You want
to scare him? You play chair?
Yeah. You'll miss me when I'm done.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, let them alone. Jack, can you help him? I mean, in other words, if you could adjust the mic.
He's got a reverb.
So he doesn't have to run around.
Just kill all the other mics.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, that's Jack. I know nothing like him.
I guess so. I didn't even hear it once.
Step on it if you want to make sure.
That's why it's better to sit in the studio, because then no one can see you. I want to thank, I firstly want to thank Mary Rosendale for, you know, running a really smooth elections for us up to this point. She's been very effective. This is so much better than the last election. It is a tremendous workload on the station, but you've made it a lot easier for us, so I just wanted to express my gratitude for that. A couple of things. We've all been waiting for the outcome for the IPC elections. The elections is finalized now. The vote for the staff, paid and unpaid, has been is finalized. The vote for the collectives. So I believe the count will take place on Monday, and Shona has got a resolution on the issue, because we don't think there's enough women that's been elected to the interim program council. So hopefully we would be able to seat the full body of the program council within the next week or two. Fund drive, our October fund drive is coming up. The dates will be October 12th to 24th. So any of you in the room that would like to volunteer, we need volunteers. And I'm also like to invite the LSB to participate, because it just gives you an idea of the operations of the station. It's a wonderful time to be at the station. I'm not going to go through my report. I'm going to take questions on the report. So I just want to go through a couple of issues. I wrote in the report about the challenges we still face with premiums at the station and how that is affecting us, because we still have a lot of premiums outstanding from previous drives. We did set up a phone bank a couple of weeks ago where volunteers sat on the phone and they called people. So I want to thank those volunteers. I'm not sure who all of them were, but we had a really positive response, because it was an apology to the listener, but also an opportunity for them to choose an alternative premium, which worked out very well. But for us, one of the bigger challenges is the amount of premiums that we use doing drive. The last fund drive, we had 625 premiums, individual premiums, that was used during the drive, which just creates an administrative nightmare. So, and the next drive, I'm sure programmers won't be happy, but we're going to try and streamline, bring it down to 250 premiums, and come up with, you know, regulations, rules and regulations for premiums. Kind of the model that KPFA has been functioning on over the last couple of years. It's been very successful, and it's just an educational process. Upcoming on October 7th, some of you might be aware, Pacifica has a national initiative called 10 and 10, and it's 10 cities, 10 different radio stations, 10 different issues that we've decided to address to the lead up to the elections. KPFK will be doing civil liberties, and the two issues we will be addressing is immigration and police brutality. Alan Minsky has agreed to produce this event. It will be on October 7th. I hope that all the LSB members can be there, and invite our listeners. It will be a town hall meeting. Probably we're looking at having 3-4 speakers at that event. It's a fundraiser for both KPFK and Pacifica. But this week on the radio, you'll start hearing weekly programs from the other stations. So the 10 and 10 programming will start happening as we go towards the elections. The next thing on the elections we're doing will be on November 5th. Would be post-analysis with Blaise Bompain, and we're still waiting for more speakers to be added to that event. Blaise just came out with his new book, and I think November 5th is going to be a perfect time to have a town hall meeting with listeners to look at the elections outcome. Either way, it's going to be a challenge, and people would need kind of a forum where they can discuss and talk about how to move forward and what we, you know, how we as a station and listeners play a role. There are several positions open. As you all know, they've been posted. Some of the most important ones are development director and news director, that I need assistance from this LSB so that we can form committees and start the interview process. Hopefully we can get some, I don't know, maybe a motion on it or some volunteers here today. And I think that's the extent of what I want to report on. The RNC coverage, we did really well. We did a lot of special programming over the last month, including 9/11 programming that went very well. People like Fernando, M.T. Karthik. Also, I think it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Maria, you can help me if I'm incorrect. I think it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays that M.T. does a one-hour show on elections. The RNC coverage went well. We haven't received any complaints from listeners, so that means it went well. So, but there was a lot of special programming. Margaret Prescott at this point and Armando is in New York. Chavez, they're following Chavez. So we'll be getting the Chavez speeches as well as live reporting from Margaret Prescott. I also want to congratulate Margaret. She has been amazing. She went to Venezuela. She covered the referendum for us. She has been remarkable on the RNC coverage. And Margaret is just one of those people that are growing and somebody that's on the ground all the time in touch with the community. And we hope to get an exclusive with Hugo Chavez with her. So she's working on that. Keep your thumbs up for those that pray. Do say a prayer. So, but you'll be hearing Margaret from New York. She'll be in D.C. and then the U.N. where Hugo Chavez will be speaking. And now I'd just like to take questions and comments. Yeah.
Very good. Well, let's begin with the board, and then we'll go to... Yes, David.
Yeah, one of the things that we talked about at the finance committee and the board approved was a possible adjustment of the budget lines, specifically having to do with salaries. And there were a couple other minor contingencies. If you had a chance to do anything on that, where does that all stand right now? So you were going to talk to Bonnie, and then you were going to...
The three areas were to increase the salary line up to item up to 10%. The other area was training, and the other area was FSRN. On FSRN, Pacifica is putting the money into that, so they had said the stations don't need to put anything more into the budget. On training, we doubled the amount of money on training in the budget. I'm not sure what it is. No, it wasn't zero. So I'm not sure what it is. I could send that number through. On salaries, we did have an increase. I'm not sure that it was up to 10%, but it covers what we put forward at the station that we thought we needed. So that's the... And then, Dave, I guess you'll be talking about the budget, right? Process. At this point, the budget has been submitted, so we'll wait for the October meeting with the PNB to see if we can get approval on that. The budget does have, we have a positive budget that we put forward for FY05, so I don't see any reason why the PNB would not approve our budget. Any other questions or comments?
In other words, I've been approached by somebody, for instance, what is the procedure to try and get KPFK co-sponsorship of the Palestinian Film Festival? Do we have a procedure in place yet that we can do for people who have an event that we want to do?
Thanks, Shanna, for the question. I'll tell you what we have in place, and then we're reviewing it right now. Currently, and what we're going to do is put an auto reply on the website and also put what's required, because right now you have 4 to 6 weeks. On a weekly basis, on a Thursday, management meet, and then we either approve a co-sponsorship or not. Now, just for clarity's sake, a co-sponsorship doesn't mean money. Some people are under the impression that it's money. It's just us lending our name as a media institution. And then what we get back is media promotions out of it. So what we find, this is a challenge because we get hundreds on a weekly basis. The problem is that everybody that sends in their proposal for co-sponsorships automatically believes or under the impression that they'll get a co-sponsorship. So one of the things we talked about is looking at maybe saying an organization can only get a co-sponsorship once every 6 months, once a year. For instance, you have organizations that does fundraising, their annual dinners, and the assumption now is KPFK will sponsor it every year. So that is the challenge. It's there's too many. And people don't have, you know, clarity on it, so we are working on something. And what I'll do, I'll send out a final draft to the LSB. You guys are welcome to make input into it. But if you get any comments, you know, the best thing that you can do that would be helpful is that we cannot possibly respond to all of them. That's the other thing. That's why we're going to put on the auto response. We try and do, like the foam series now that people are asking, we have like 10 in the same week and you can't put all of them on. So what we do, if somebody cannot get a co-sponsorship, we'll put them on the calendar, the on-air calendar. We'll ask a programmer to do maybe one program on the issue. They all go on the website. So there's alternative ways of, you know, promoting events, even if it's not co-sponsored.
Israel. Well, actually, we only have 5 minutes left here. Israel.
You got about 3 minutes now.
Can you hear me?
No.
Not. Can you hear me? I want to follow up on the last question. Are there any criteria as set for who gets co-sponsored and who makes those decisions?
Yes, there is clear criteria. There's a list of criteria. What I'll do, I'll send it out tomorrow to the LSB because it's a whole list of them. And then who decides? The management team as a collective. Every Thursday we have a management meeting, and that's when we address requests for co-sponsorships. Let me also say to the, particularly for the LSB, this is another issue of clarity. The way traffic works, if people want something on the air, your logs are prepared 24 hours ahead. For the weekends, logs are prepared on Friday, and I get a lot of times where members send something through and say, okay, you know, could you announce this? You have to at least give us 24 to 48 hours, you know, if you want to promote somebody's event. That's the other thing that's important just to mention.
We actually have 1 minute left, I believe. So this would have to be almost a yes or no question if anyone has... Okay, no one does. Eva, thank you very, very much. Oh, Jim, 30 seconds.
Jim, the
aunt. I have to volunteer for the news director.
You're hired. Oh, no, excuse me. Jim wants to volunteer in the news department.
For the search of the news director.
The search committee.
News director, search committee. Any other comments,
thanks, Jim,
or questions to the general manager? Seeing none, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming here. And
thanks, Don.
Hold on, because agenda item 10 will be coming up in just a moment. We're going to agenda item 4, the Community Advisory Board. This is mandated by the bylaws that each signal area have a Community Advisory Board, and we do have a committee working on this, so let's move to, is it Bill Gallegos?
Well, it was actually going to be Julie Rodriguez, and then she got taken ill, and I think she asked Marie Deary to make a presentation. So Marie's not here, right?
Marie is not here, and Julie is not here.
Me too. Okay, here's the process.
If I could interrupt for a moment. Bill was keeping time, so he's now going to be part of this agenda item. This is a...
Keep time off, because Bill's the timekeeper, but he's going to present.
It's 25 minutes starting right now.
Okay.
Bill.
Julie convened different discussions and talked to different people, the members of color of this board, to try to put together a process. What we did was we solicited nominees for the Community Advisory Board from those members, as well as all other members of the LSB. And we got a fairly extensive list that had totaled over 20-some people for a 15-person board. We have gotten yes responses to 14. And
two more on the back next.
Yeah, no, I counted 12, and then let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4,
Bill,
5,
what do you
6,
mean
7,
by yes responses?
Well, what we had to find out is we went through kind of a process. We had to see if people were interested in doing it. So that was the thing, because what we said to them is the criteria we used are, do they have a connection with the communities that we're trying to reach? Are they willing to do it and to put in the time? And are they listeners of KPFK and supporters of KPFK? So it was fairly simple criteria that we used. And I'll just name, if it's okay, I'll just name some of the people. Professor Kimberly Crenshaw, African-American professor of African-American studies and critical race theory. Penda Guan, an African-American organizer, his annual African-American Holocaust celebration. Mike Sarmiento, a young activist from the Filipino Workers' Center. Charles Porter, a young African-American who works with the homeless populations, especially homeless youth on Skid Row. Mo Mansouri, Asian Pacific Islander, who was been a longtime supporter of the station. Jeff Lyons, African American with the International Socialist Organization and Peace and Freedom Party. Ana Rodriguez, a Latina who works with Planned Parenthood. Inocencia Riker, she's Jamaican.
She's African.
Who works with the Pacific Institute for Health, Women's Health. Ana Lau, a Chinese-American community activist and cultural worker. Joaquin Calderon, an organizer for SEIU Local 399. Norma Vega, who's a community organizer with the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Foundation. Lisa Holder, African-American civil rights and human rights attorney. Michael Shahade, who's representing the Palestinian and Arab community.
Michelle.
Jose Gonzalez, young Latino animal rights activist. And those are the folks that we have. Did he say yes? No, these are the folks that have confirmed that they are willing to be on the board. So we have others who have been recommended, but we have not confirmed. They have not responded.
Can you read those two if you have them?
Professor David Horn, African-American leader in the reparations movement. Jamal Gore, African-American with the Talking Drums Community Forum. Ben Alwardani, representing the Palestinian and Arab communities. Hakmit Kari, director of the South Asian Network. Bong Won Kim, who is a former executive director. He's a Korean-American and former executive director of the Multicultural Collaborative and of the Korean Youth and Community Center. Ren Brown, I don't know the... I think he might be African-American. He's a professional actor. And Jerry Silva, I believe was recommended by Donna. And I don't know, it doesn't say anything about her background here. Now, we do have one other person, Mary Welts, who some of you know, who's been a Pacifica supporter for a long time, who helped prepare, I think, a report to the CPB before and said she's willing to be a resource to the CAB. She will not be a CAB member, but she's willing to help, which is very helpful for, I think, the folks that are going to be doing this.
Could you please also put James Johnson down, the one I sent you?
Oh, James Johnson. I'm sorry. James Johnson is a
political
organizer.
Director at SEIU and he's also African American.
He's a political director at SEIU. Which local?
I can't remember what local. Do you remember?
660. SEIU
660. Yeah, 660.
Before I call on, I'm just going to call on myself, which I normally do not do, just for some clarity. So I'll step away. Well, I'm just going to call myself. Yeah. Just to clarify. The big problem here that we're facing, and I think all members of the board realize it, is timeline and the obligation of our general manager to file a report that lists the work of the Community Advisory Board in order to qualify for over $1.5 million in funding. So I think before we, I just want to remind the board, we should be focusing on timeline.
Right.
How do we get these people confirmed? How can we have them assemble in a meeting? How can they contribute to the report that the general manager is obligated to put out? I also am under the gun right now because the foundation executive director is demanding a progress report on the CAB.
But can I make, we have a recommendation?
Yes.
About how this might work.
Before we go to board members, I'm going to let Bill finish his report.
Right. I think what we're saying, since we have, we had actually talked about having 15 members to the board, but our recommendation is that we take everybody who's willing to be on so we can have a really inclusive and diverse board. What we're recommending, though, is that we convene a meeting of the people that have agreed, since we have more than 15. So that we convene them, and then we work on confirmation of others, or maybe they'll say no. But we would have maybe, at the most, a 22-person board, which would be workable. But we have a critical number and a diverse and inclusive representation so that we could actually begin to convene a meeting, and maybe we would be able to confirm the other people by the time they do meet, but that we wouldn't have to put off meeting pending confirmation of everyone.
Okay, that concludes your report. Now, do you have a concrete motion to present to the board to that effect?
Yeah, our motion would be that the board accept the list of nominees. I really apologize, and I think Marie probably intended to do it, to bring a list, this list that I have. I'm kind of pinch hitting here, but that we accept this list of
the 14.
Of the ones that have been confirmed and the ones that have agreed have been nominated pending their agreement to be on the board. So we're asking basically that we accept this list of proposed nominees.
Is there any clarification?
All the ones that have said yes have been interviewed.
Point of clarification, are you recommending by your motion that we expand the number that we originally had, which was 15, to whatever it ended up being?
Yes.
And it could, should we say 25? I mean, should we have a number?
Open.
Okay.
Before we just indefinitely?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Okay, now here's what we need to do before we go to the comments. We need clarity on what the motion is. We cannot discuss a motion that's not clear. So we need clarity, Bill. Your motion is that the board, I guess today, vote to confirm your recommendation. How many people would that be?
All those who said yes. So this morning's team would be down to
13. We have 14 that have agreed to be on the board and have been interviewed, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that have not.
So that would be 22.
22.
Do you want to say 25 then? Because there may be a few more that...
Didn't you want to say open? You said open.
Well, as I understand his motion, and then we're going to go to public discussion, that we confirm those who have either agreed to be on or are tentatively agreed to be on.
Right, so that would be 22.
And that would be 22. I think that... As I understand it, that is the motion, and the motion does not include a cap. Is that right?
So is it a capless motion?
Bill.
Okay. I'm writing it out. I don't know. Let me see. I'm doing this on the fly.
So I just want to repeat the motion, then we're going to go to public, to board discussion. That the board confirm. Now, the board confirm the 22 nominees that this committee is putting before us, but that does not necessarily cap the cap. Okay, now let's go to a stat. I've seen David Adelson and Sherna. David.
This is your letter.
Oh.
Sherna, it's been up for a while.
Okay.
We've talked to him.
Okay, let's start with David Adelson, Sherna, Nile, Israel.
And Harrison.
So a few things. One, I don't think it's mandated anywhere, but I seem to recall for many years we said that the LAB would be between 12 and 24. But I have a problem with this because if you say that your CAB is 22 people and you've only got 14 commitments, if three don't show, you don't have quorum. I'd much prefer making the people who have agreed the currently existing CAB and then extending the membership with a second round if necessary. So as other people come in, you only have a membership that comprises people who have committed. The other thing is, in terms of underrepresented communities, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't recall hearing any Indigenous Americans listed, and that's the most underrepresented community, in part because their numbers are so small due to the fact that there was a genocide. So I think that there should be specific effort to make sure that it's not just even one or two, but significant effort at outreach in that area. Some other issues as well, but I'll leave it there for now.
Okay, the chair wants to know if that is a substitute motion not to go for 22.
I'll leave it alone for now. If anyone else wants to make that motion,
they
can.
The floor is still 22. Okay, the stack is Sherna.
You still need a quorum somewhere.
Did you get it?
And I didn't hear
it.
I'm sorry?
Mansouri is Iranian.
Okay, would you do these questions? Because we're going to go through the stack and come back to you, Bill. Next speaker is Niall. She passes. Israel?
Yeah, I'm maybe confused, but. Are we saying that you want us to approve this list so far today? My concern would be that I don't know any of these people, and I think it'd be only reasonable to actually meet with them. Now, I'm well aware of the time constraints and that this really should have been done, in my opinion, months ago, but here we are. But at the same time, this is a very important issue, and I just want to voice that concern to approve sight unseen. Is a distressing way to proceed on this. In addition, you may recall, I was the only one who really voted against the original motion on this on the basis that it didn't seem really representative or diverse in a true sense either of the Southern California population or of our audience. That isn't saying we shouldn't have outreach to those who are underrepresented. No one is against that. But to have it such that it isn't even vaguely representative of our listening audience or our membership, I think is not a good idea if this is supposed to be an advisory board on such serious concerns involving a lot of money and involving our audience. So I want to raise that issue again. For whatever it's worth, maybe it's worth nothing to the rest of you, but it's worth something to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Harrison.
I think it was that Dave made an interesting point about the difficulty there might be with the quorum. I think that it's also clear that Robert's rules would not be particularly helpful for this committee, and I'm afraid that the bylaws may imply that they are required
to use
Robert's rules. So I would like this motion that we adopt to exempt this committee from the requirement of following Robert's rules.
The chair's going to rule that out of order because we have a motion before the body. That is to say, the motion presently is Bill's motion around the 22 nominees. And you're proposing, apparently, an amendment to that motion? Because
I figured that there would be great consensus on that, and so I don't know.
Well, okay. The other issue, I'm going to rule the motion out of order for two reasons. One, if the bylaws mandate, then we cannot alter the bylaws. If the bylaws don't mandate, then this group should establish its own procedures.
Yeah,
is there anything else, Harrison?
Is this group governed by bylaws?
I'm sorry.
Is this group
No.
No, it's not.
I think it's ambiguous. I just looked it up and it said foundation business.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it would be helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Is it my turn?
I'm ruling the motion out of order only because if the bylaws dictate, this board, which is a subcommittee of the PMB, does not have the power to alter the bylaws.
May I just make one comment, John?
Yes, you may.
I said that I think that the bylaws are ambiguous.
Yes.
So I think it would be appropriate for us to get rid of that ambiguity in favor of making this committee operate effectively.
Okay, once again, I'm going to rule the motion out of order on the basis that this body does not have the power to either validate or rescind bylaws, and
do you know if that's
therefore I think the motion is out of order. Let's return to the discussion of the main motion.
Tom, time check.
We have 10 minutes left.
Eight minutes.
And here's my list, so let's go on with the discussion. Leslie?
Quickly, first of all, I want to thank this committee, and I absolutely trust your research of the members you proposed. I think this was a strong committee. I see no problem taking your recommendations. To Israel's point, I would like to say that this committee is as representative as this body can get of our underserved communities. Yeah. And I think that's what the CAB needs to be addressing. So I differ with you that it's not representative. It's representative of exactly what our needs are. To Dave's point, I'd like to suggest that rather than be concerned about the number 22, that we go with a quorum of, I'd like to say, one-third, but perhaps one-half of those who agree to serve. I see no reason that we need to bog it down with the number 22 or 25, but simply go with those who have agreed to serve. In this case, 7 would make a 50% quorum. And I'd like to speak to Harrison's motion that you've ruled out of order. A simple modification would be that in the event that this body is not under the bylaws, that it not be bound by Robert's rules. I think that's fairly simple.
Uh-huh. That would be, I think, an order.
Then I believe I have two motions. In the event that this body is determined not to be under Robert's rules of, or under the bylaws, that it not be bound by Robert's rules of order. And I would like to request that this body have a quorum of, oh, maybe you'll amend it, but I'm going to say one-third of those who've agreed to serve. Let's get it up and running. Let's not hamstring it with impossible or difficult demands.
Yes. We have a time check.
6 minutes. All right, now, may I ask the indulgence?
I'd like to second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Wait, please.
We can
shut out. Let me see if I can.
Amendment.
There's a motion on the floor from Bill Gallegos, and his motion now is there's an amendment that Leslie Radford is proposing, which has been seconded. I'm wondering, I don't know if this is consistent with Robert's Rules of Order, but Leslie, if I guarantee you we come back to this, can we deal with these as two separate, or do you want to attach it now? If we pass this motion, then can we come back to your motion and it's over quorum and Robert's Rules of Order? If I guarantee that we come back to that, or do you want to
Give me just a moment to see what Bill's thinking here, since he's representing the committee.
I would like to see us agree on the folks that we proposed first. I agree with the proposals, but I'd like to make sure that we leave today agreeing that we have a cap.
That's my intention.
And then the procedural stuff, I think, will follow. But that's I'd like to see us agree with the proposal that we put forward of both confirmed and potential nominees.
So, Leslie, are you willing to make this as a separate motion in a moment?
Given Bill's preference and your promise that we will come back to that, yes.
Point of order.
Okay. Now, let's go to a point of order, David Adelson, and then we return to the staff.
You can't guarantee that. If there's not a two-thirds vote to amend the agenda and we run out of time, it won't get there.
Now, wait a moment.
Point of information?
No, one moment. Let me rule on David first. This is not...
Don?
One moment.
We are going to...
just talking to folks here, it sounds like it's a good idea. Let's just take it all together.
To attach that as an amendment?
Yeah.
Okay, that would settle. My own view is that this is not adjusting the agenda. It's extending. It's just moving a motion inside this agenda later, David. But, okay, let's then do what, now that this has been complicated, the motion...
The point of information.
Yes, all right, go ahead.
Bill, can you hear? Two questions, unless I missed this. Is there a period of tenure for this body that you're proposing? And secondly, and the matter of replacements or changes, is that something that still is retained by the LSB if for some reason people can't serve or people are to be added? So two questions as to your motion. Are these included in that or should this be added on?
Well, it's a one-year tenure, and I think that it's the authority of this board to add any other people to the
cap. So it is a one-year tenure that is there? Okay.
That's part of your motion. The 22 that we'd confirm would be for 1 year tenure. Okay, now, there is an amendment proposed and seconded. The amendment is that if the bylaws do not lock in Robert's Rules of Order for this committee, that they may set up their own rules of procedure. And the second is...
Can I get a response to the question about gender balance, please?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. The second is, you know what? These motions that you provided us with, Leslie, clearly if they're not linked to Robert's Rules of Order, wouldn't they determine their own procedures to meet their needs? Why are we...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The motion done is in the event... does not fall into the bylaws.
Yes.
That they are then free to establish their own rules.
Yeah, they would. Of course they would. Okay. Okay, so that's that. And then the second one is on quorum. Just repeat that.
That a quorum for this body shall be one-third of those who are free to serve.
Okay, one-third. It's been moved to the second. Any discussion over the amendments? David.
Yeah, I would speak against the amendment. I don't think that you should. I think it's disrespectful to 14 people to say that 5 can conduct business. And I think if we want to look at that once the thing starts moving, we can. I'm in favor of just approving the original motion, but against the amendment.
Okay, that is a statement against the amendment. I want to entertain a spokesperson for.
Don, real quickly, can you first of all do a time check and read the stack?
Yeah, I know, but
because they've been waiting for.
I understand.
Yep.
The stack was created around a different issue.
And we are at time. Call the question.
Okay, Madeline, Niall, Ed, Eva, Israel, and David. Now let's do a time check.
We're at time.
We're at time. The chair would entertain a motion to extend.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded that we extend for 10 minutes.
Yeah, point of order. The question was called.
Okay. Any objection to extending this for 10 minutes?
How about each person gets one turn?
But it's called an amendment?
I know you do. There are points of order all over the room. So I really want to see if we can extend this agenda item 10 minutes. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes, raise your red cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, we're extending for 10 minutes.
Wait a minute.
It's two-thirds. No,
Maria did not count one person's vote.
Oh, do again.
Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes,
if you're
raise your card.
In favor of extending 10 minutes, please raise your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. All right, do it again. All in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Opposed.
Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now, this takes a two-thirds also. And therefore...
It's 10 to 6.
It's a tie, isn't it?
No, it's a tie.
No.
That's two-thirds.
Fail.
Fail.
Okay, we're going to extend for 10 minutes.
No.
It failed. Excuse me, it failed. All right.
I like that. You lose and then you lose. Great.
I did call the question.
It's not relevant. It has to be.
It's not relevant.
Disposed.